evening. Welcome to Frontline Worship Center. We want to extend a very warm and heartfelt welcome to Total Living Center, who's joining us tonight to lead us in worship. On behalf of Frontline Worship Center, we're so glad that you're here with us tonight. And the verse that comes to mind, of course, has to do with unity tonight and how wonderful it is that we can gather as the body of Christ and lift up God's holy name. Psalm 133, verse 1. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment poured on the head that ran down on the beard, even the beard of Aaron, that came down upon the collar and the skirts of his garment. It is like the dew of Mount Hermon and the dew that comes on the hills of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. And then in Psalm 135, rather, it says, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, O servants of the Lord. Let's be on our feet together. Let's raise up his name tonight. Let's lift up the name of our God as we join together in that spirit of unity, worshiping our King.
Jesus, we love you. There is freedom. morning we were praying about this event tonight. And as we were praying, I got a couple visions and the Lord's bringing them back. And one of them was a person that just had chains wrapped all around them. And they do normal life. And we can't see their chains. We might be able to see the effects of the chains. But I just felt like the Lord said he's here in his chain-breaking anointing. And those chains are not yours, and he wants them back. It might not be you that has chains all over you. You might just have a little set of handcuffs or this earring that's a little too heavy, but it's bondage. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. But he's not gonna make you walk in freedom. So engage with him and ask him, Father, will you take this from me? I give it to you. It's not mine and I don't want it anymore. You died so that I could walk in freedom and wholeness. So you can do it in your chair. You can go to the back. You can grab a person. You can come to the front. But please don't leave here with those chains still binding you. Because Jesus is in this place. And because he's here, he brings all of him. So it can be freedom. You can be free. And you never have to deal with those things again. Do the great exchange tonight.
Where the Spirit. There is freedom.
Lord, we thank you for your nearness. We thank you for your closeness, Father. We thank you that through Jesus, we have bold access to your throne of grace. Father, in every time of need, Lord, in every day, in every moment, in every breath, we have you, God. Father, we thank you. We thank you for sending Jesus. We thank you for the nearness that we have because you sent Jesus. Father, we thank you that he gave it all. Father, he gave it all just so that we could know you, that we could know love, we could know true love.
Thank you, Father.
We could know the Father's love. Father, I thank you that you sent your Son. I thank you that we have Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that you are so good. You're so good. Your nearness is our desire, God. You are our desire, God. We just cry out tonight. We say, Jesus, you are our desire.
Yes.
You are the one we need. You are the one we love. You are our first love. We just cry out tonight, Father, that you would baptize us with your great love, with your fire and your love, God. A new baptism of fire and love tonight as we draw close, as we draw near, God. We thank you, Jesus. Let's just thank him for what he's done tonight. Let's just, out of your mouth, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Tonight we just say, Jesus, we love you. Jesus, you are worthy of our praise. Jesus, you are everything we need. You are our hope fulfilled. All that we need is found in you, oh God. We declare our love to you, Jesus. We declare, God, that you are worthy of our praise. You are high and lifted up, and the train of your robe fills the temple, God. Lord, we thank you that you are interceding on our behalf day and night in heaven. Day and night, you are the intercessor. And we learn from you, God, that day and night, night and day, we lift up praise to you. We lift up worship. We lift up prayer. Father, and we thank you tonight for this privilege to gather together as a body, the body of Christ, to pray, to declare our love, and to worship you. We thank you, God. What an honor it is to be together tonight.
Sings my soul, my Savior. sent him to die. I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly buried. He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art.
You're great.
When Christ shall come, we shall
a hand right now.
You are so great. You are so great, God. You are so great, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You are so great. 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 God, you are so great. God, you are so great. I don't have enough words to explain how great you are, God. But with the ones that I have, I want to give them back to you. You are such a great God. You are such a powerful God. Whoa, you are such a holy God. You are such a, you are the God, you are the only God. You are the only God. Father, and I thank you because of your presence. I thank you because of your goodness. I thank you because of your consistency. I thank you because you just lavish your love out on us. You are such a great God. You created Mount Rushmore, and then you made me. And you know about every grass blade.
Yes.
Lord, you know what type of grass is grown in a yard.
Yes, Lord.
And you know what it needs for it to turn green and grow.
Yes.
After every winter.
Yes.
It says that he knows when a sparrow falls. So we don't need to worry. We don't have to worry about anything. Because that same God knows us. He knows our end from the beginning. So we can trust him. We can trust him in everything. This next song that we're going to sing, it's called You Hold It All Together. And I want to teach you guys the bridge before we get started. Because it says, God of my present, God of my future, you write my story, you hold it all together. I've had many sleepless nights years ago. Hallelujah. That I was worried about my present and possibly my future. But when you come to understanding that God is the God of the present and the future, and I don't have to worry, I can sleep. I can be at rest. It doesn't matter who's in office. It doesn't matter who's the teacher. It doesn't matter who said what. It doesn't matter any situation, because God is God. And he's the God of my present and my future. And praise God, he has this pen that knows how to rewrite my history to make it sound good. Because the stories in Genesis sound really different in Hebrews. They're like, and they believed and they were doing this. And you're like, is this the same person? But when God writes our story, he takes our stuff and he's like, let me do what only I can do. So it goes like this. God of my present, God of my future, you write my story, you hold it all together. God of my present, God of my future, you write my story, you hold. Sing that again. God of my present. God of my present, God of my future, you write my story, you hold it all together. God of my present, God of my future, you write my story, you hold it all together. Give the Lord a hand clap if we're glad that that's true. Amen, 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 amen.
right time, okay? Here we go.
You come at the right time, when I least expect it, never behind. So why would I be surprised when you deliver every time? On mountaintops, you stay.
On mountain. while we were just singing this song, I just felt like the Lord said, parents, you don't need to worry about your children. Pray for them. It doesn't matter what people tell them. I've written their story. Agree with what I've already said. Because the plans I have for them are not to harm them, but to give them a hope and a future. And that was written in a really difficult time. So it's not just when things are good, does God have a good plan for us. But I just want to encourage you, if you're a parent, I can't imagine sending my kids to school and being like, what are they teaching right now? Oh my goodness. But God says, don't worry, because this is true for you and them. So we're going to sing this, and we're going to, right now I feel like we're going to sing it over the school systems. That God has a plan for those kids, and the teachers that have to teach this stuff that don't believe it, but they are like, oh no, but what about my job? We're gonna sing this as a declaration of freedom over them. And a shift and a change in what people call education. So here we go. God of my present.
God of my present. God of my future. My story, you hold it all
again.
God of my present, God of my future, you have my story, you hold it all together. God of my present, God of my future, you have my story.
A couple people to come up and pray for the schools in Ohio and in our nation. I could have Teresa to come up and Cynthia come up. Father, we lift up the schools in this Stark County region, Father. Father, we ask for a standard of righteousness to be in our schools, that Jesus, your standard of righteousness would be released, Father, in our schools, that Father, the school boards would be elected, the officials that are being elected, Father, would represent you, that Christians would run for school boards. Father, that you would raise up people with a desire and a fresh hunger to serve on those roles, Father, as on the school boards, Father, and that you would draw teachers, Father, draw teachers to yourself, Father, who are lost in the darkness, who don't know you, God. We just pray for the teachers in Stark County who need a revelation of your great love to surrender and bow their knee to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Father, for those teachers who do know you, Father, we just thank you, God. We stand in the gap on their behalf tonight, Lord. And Father, we ask that you give them wisdom and understanding on how to release heaven into the schools, God. How to release your presence into the schools, God. How to stand for the things that you have declared and the things that you want to see happen in our schools. Father, we thank you, God, that in our Stark County schools, that the Pledge of Allegiance says that we are one nation under God. Father, we thank you that the children, Father, K to 12, are speaking that out day in and day out. And Father, we pray that the spirit of wisdom and revelation would come upon them, that they would understand that you, Jesus, are the one true God, and that they would come to know you in spirit and in truth. Father, that you would make the wrong things right on behalf of our children in this county, in our state, and in our nation.
Yes, Lord, we thank you, Holy One. We just declare that your name, Lord, we speak the name of Jesus over our schools, Father. We just thank you, Lord, that your presence, oh God, would just flow through our schools, Lord, everywhere from pre-K to all the way to college, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord, that the schools in our nation, Lord God, would be awakened and stirred up for you, Lord. We thank you for all the students, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that you fill them, Lord God. Continue to fill them with your wisdom, with your discernment, Lord. Father, we thank you that they would be know who they are in you, that they would know their Father's love, that they would be able to be strong, Lord, that they would be able to stand for righteousness, for purity, for holiness, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you continue to that they would all increase, Lord, in wisdom and favor and stature before men and before you, O God. We just thank you, Lord, for surrounding our children, Lord, the children, all children, Lord. We just thank you, Jesus, for this nation, Lord God. We thank you for our education system, Lord, and we just declare and pray just for a stirring, a reawakening, Lord God, in that structure, Lord. We just declare for godly structures, for the right people, Father, to be placed in the right places, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your divine hand, Lord, and we just thank you, Jesus, that especially our local schools here in our communities, oh God, that they would be praying, our students would be praying students, Lord, that our teachers that know you would be praying teachers, oh God. We just thank you, Lord, and we just plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, over our all students, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, where revival or stirrings of your presence are already there. Lord, we just speak more. We speak more. We speak more, Father. And where the ground seems to be hard, we thank you, Father. You are the God of the breakthrough, Lord, that you will break through, Lord Jesus, all the obstacles, Lord, that our children will be able to see you and to know you at a young age. So we just thank you. We bless you, Lord. And we say yes and amen to everything that you have for them, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Father, I thank you for all the staff, Lord God, the students, the teachers, the administrative staff. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the schools, the universities, every school system that's around this area, even homeschools, Lord God. I just thank you that you would release your spirit, Father God, throughout the schools, throughout the hallways, Father. You hear those kids' cries. You hear the teachers' cries when they don't know what to do, when they don't know, they don't have the answer, but you, Jesus, are the answer. So we want to exalt you, Jesus. We want to lift you up in the school system, that as we lift you up, you draw all men and women unto you. So we thank you, Father. We just ask for wisdom, Lord God, for the teachers, the staff, the administration, as they're leading this. Lord God, that you would give them dreams and visions. You would visit them, Lord God. You would give them strategies with difficult students, that you would help them be the healing that's needed for that child. We just thank you, Lord God. We just bless and release your anointing. And we thank you, Lord, for your angels on assignment to protect these schools, that there would be no more shootings in schools, Lord God. We thank you that you would train the teachers how to protect these kids, Lord, that you would be with the law enforcement to be able to cut it in half before it starts, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for those things that are on assignment from the enemy. We cancel now in the name of Jesus. We speak life in those schools, life and blessing and wholeness and righteousness through the blood of Jesus, through Jesus Christ, the Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for revival that's coming, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for an awakening. Lord, even kids who haven't even heard the name of Jesus. Lord, that there would be a questioning, there would be a stirrings inside of them, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, that these kids would encounter you, that the staff would encounter you, the administration staff would encounter the transformation power of the work of the cross of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. We say yes, and we agree with heaven. Bring it here on earth in the education system, Lord. In Jesus' name.
And I just invite you to think of some children that you know at this time. We all know different people. And I just invite you to ask the Lord for something to pray over them as we maybe go back to the bridge of that song. And we just can declare something that the Lord is showing you for the children that he has put in your life, in your sphere of influence. Just ask him now. I just invite you to just let it come out of your mouth. Just declare something over them as we sing this next part.
God of my presence, God of my future, you write my story, you hold it all together. God of my presence, God of my future, you write my story, you hold it all together. God of my presence.
God of their present, God of their future, God of, you hold it all together. You see the words, I don't right now. But we're declaring that over them, over those kids, over the teachers, over the staff, over the security guards, over the tutors, over all of them wanting to take their lives. God, you have a purpose and a plan for their lives too. So we're singing this in opposition to the plans of the enemy over every student, over faculty, from a little daycare at someone's home to the most prestigious school. God, you have a plan and a purpose for each of them. So we just declare that your plan is coming to pass.
God of their presence, God of their future, you write their story. God of their presence, God.
that they will see the goodness of God. They will know you. They will know that you have a destiny and a plan for their lives. And you have long life for them because you have awesome plans. Lord, we just decree life. We declare life. Life. Life, not death. 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 Life. Life. Life.
Not death.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. We thank you for life. And we thank you that you died for us. And that it's your blood that has paid the ultimate price. So that we could live, so that these children have a hope and a future. God, I thank you that your blood never loses its power. Father, we love you. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, we love you. We love you, Lord. We thank you for your blood. Thank you, Lord, for your blood. Thank you, Lord, for your blood. Thank you, Lord, because life is in the blood. So we couldn't even choose life if you didn't shed your blood. God, I thank you for your blood. I thank you for your blood. I thank you for life. I thank you that we have the option to choose life. We choose life. We choose life. Because you chose death, we can choose life. Thank you, God. Because you chose death, we can choose life. So we thank you, Lord, for your blood. We thank you, God, that you shed it for us. And because of that, we can have eternal hope. It's not temporary. It's forever and ever and ever. So God, whoa, we thank you. Thank you for your blood. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your blood. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your blood. Earlier this year, I was dying because I didn't have blood in my body. And you hear the verse and you hear people talk about how life is in the blood. And you talk about, we sing about the power of the blood of Jesus. But when you don't have blood, you all of a sudden realize how vital it is. Mine was natural. But his blood is supernatural. So as much as I needed blood in my body to keep going, to keep living, to actually live, we need to receive his blood. So this song, it says, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Thank you, Jesus, that it wasn't just a certain amount of people and then, oh, I'm sorry you were born after that time. But it's eternally powerful. It never stops being powerful. God, we thank you. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for your life. And we choose life. And we declare life. Because you paid too high of a price for death to reign.
Was it?
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, glory to your name.
There to my heart was the blood.
Jesus. God, you're worthy of all that I can give.
Whoa.
You are worthy of all I can give. I lay it all down at your feet. I lay it all down at your feet. You are awesome, Jesus.
The roar of a great multitude in heaven, shouting, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God." And again they shouted, "Hallelujah!" The 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and they worshiped God. They fell down and they worshiped God who was seated on the throne. And they cried, "Amen," saying, then a voice came from the throne saying, "Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, both great and small." Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of the rushing waters and like the loud peals of thunder shouting, "Hallelujah! Hallelujah! 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 For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given to her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people."
You are holy.
Touching each of our heads, and in that we were saying holy, and we were singing, and I just believe that each of us encountered you tonight, Jesus. And as we take away, we can't thank you enough for meeting with us tonight, Lord. And as we take communion together, as we close and end, God, we remember that there's only life is found in your blood. And tonight we're coming into agreement with the life that you have given us and the life that you declare over us. And there's things that you're declaring over us, God, that are life. There's things that you're saying to us tonight, fresh things of life just for us. Personal message, personal encounter with life. You are life itself, but you're speaking life. You're speaking hope. You're speaking courage and strength over us. And Father, I just want to thank you for sending Jesus and for all the preciousness of the blood, the preciousness of who you are to us, God. Lord, there aren't enough words, like it's been said. There aren't enough words. There's not enough. That's why we say, God, we need you every minute. We need you every moment, God. We need your blood. We need to remember. Father, we thank you. We remember and we thank you. You say, do this in remembrance of me and what I did for you. And so today, Jesus, once again, we say we are here. We are here to remember. We are here to behold all that you did. And we receive this, Lord. We receive this precious gift. Cleanse us with your blood tonight, God. Cleanse us afresh and anew. And as we leave this place, Father, may we continue to encounter you, God, as we fellowship with each other. And as we are leaving in our cars, may we just have the song of holy, holy, holy coming out of our hearts, coming out of our minds, out of our lips. Tonight, as we dream in our sleep, and as we wake tomorrow, God, let the praises be on our lips, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Amen. I just want to close by saying thank you, God. Once again, thank you, God. And thank you, Lord, for this precious team from Total Living Center who came and led us tonight into your presence, God, in such a beautiful way. Thank you, God, for each and every one of their lives. Lord, we just pray your blessings over them. Blessings over Total Living Center. Father, blessings over the calling and purpose you have for Total Living Center in our community. Father, we thank you, God, for what you're doing in that place through the body, Lord, at Total Living Center. And we thank you that tonight this was a beautiful time of coming together in the spirit of unity and the bond of peace through your Son, Jesus. Excuse me, through Jesus, the Son of God. We thank you, God. We love you. Amen. And then if it's your first time at our 24/7 prayer, we have tables in the back. You're welcome to stay and pray as long as you'd like. There's lots of different spheres of influence in our world are displayed through the tables, and there's prayers and scriptures and ways that you can encounter God and grow deeper in intercession for the things that are on His heart tonight. So you're welcome to check it out back there or come another day. We're here all week, 24/7. Our church is open. God bless you.